What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Monster Truck Outlaws of the West podcast. I'm back. It's been a rough couple days, weeks, going on, but we're back. I'm glad to be back here with everyone here, Phil, Vinny. It's good to be back. But I'm excited for today's episode. I'm excited to see how it's gonna go. So without further ado, I'm gonna bring in my good friend Vincent onto the stream. What's
What's
up, Vinny?
going on, MJ? Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while. I almost
Yeah, it's
forgot
good
you
to be back, man. Good to
existed.
be back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, without further ado, we had to push it back a couple minutes. Let's bring on our guest, Dawson Reyes. Dawson, welcome to the show. How are you?
What's up, man? Doing good.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know you're pretty busy. I'm pretty sure you're at the track right now. I'm correct.
Yeah, I'm sitting in a semi right now. We just got trucks unloaded and tired up and iron shocks up and stuff, but yeah.
So, what's
Busy,
the
busy.
road like been during this kind of confusing time? I know you're one of the few drivers that actually is doing shows actively, during this whole pandemic.
It's kind of, it's a little crazy, going from like Utah and Oregon and stuff, and then kind of seeing how the pandemic plays out across the country, I guess. There's places where you don't have to wear a mask at all. There's some places that you do, and some speedways, no pit parties even happen, and some they do. So it's kind of a trip, but I mean, I'm just happy to be on the road and doing shows again and doing what I love.
So, there's not a lot of people who know who you are. There's a lot of rising stars on the West Coast. You would be one of them. You've driven many trucks during your career so far. So, I mean, how did it all start with you and driving? Like, how did you get your foot in the door with the industry, and how'd that lead up to your first driving opportunity?
I have done it the last 4 years now. So I started in 2016. I crewed for my very first time ever helping with the team was with Darren Migas at the Salumi Harvest Fest. Him and his daughter were there. And I just simply shoot him a message on Instagram saying, "Hey, I'd like to help out for the weekend," type deal. And I helped him out, so thank you. And then that's how I met the Gross Twins, worked with them a little bit here and there. And then through them, I met Bill Payne. Worked with a weekend with Bill out in Redmond, Oregon. And then went up to his house the next week. And I got a full-time job, and then about a year later or so, he put me in a race truck finally, and rest is history, man.
So, how was it like your first driving experience? I know you've been watching Monster Truck, you've been a fan, and then just, getting into the seat of the truck. What was that first experience like, driving a monster truck?
Definitely a little scary, for sure. It's a lot of power. It's a big object to be, kind of moving around slash throwing around and jumping and stuff like that. But I mean, I was always wanting to do it, so I knew it was going to be just something completely different. You always hear about people talking about how, driving a truck is, but it's never really like you never really get to experience how they say it is until you actually do it, man. It's you can't really describe it. Words can't really describe it. It's a scary roller coaster car crash all in one. But I mean, it's a feeling I wouldn't trade for anything in the world. It's awesome.
So, you've worked for many teams, and I'm pretty sure you're driving something this weekend. Tell the viewers, what are you driving this weekend?
I'm driving the Wrecking Machine Moss truck. That's Hunter Souza's name and Jeff Murphy or Jeff Souza's name as well, for the team Throttle Monster. That's who I work for now. Yeah, and then my partner in crime, David Tuttle Olford, he's driving the Kamikaze this weekend as well, and we're in Bolivar, Missouri. Yeah, that's what I get to do this weekend.
So, talking about Kamikaze, a couple weeks ago, we saw you drive, the whole new Kamikaze, and man, that's a brand new truck. How was that like, you know, driving a brand new piece out there in the All-Star Monster Tour?
Oh man, it's by far the best truck I've ever driven. Out of the seven I've driven, man, that thing handles like a dream. It handles better than my daily driver. The guys here at Team Throttle Monster really put a good piece of equipment together, and man, that thing, it lands like a dream. It's fast, man, and she's tight and she's right. So I'm really excited to get more seat time in that truck and see where I can progress in that thing later on down the road.
Well, you know, first time I really met you was at the Arizona State Fair last year, and you know, you were driving Spitfire at that show.
Yep.
And man, you really sent that truck. What was it like driving the Spitfire truck? You know, it's a 3D body. What was it like driving a 3D body compared to all of the other trucks? And I believe you sit on the left side on Spitfire as well.
Yeah, Spitfires, that's one of the only trucks kind of left, I guess, that's a left-hand drive other than a Willman. And that's one of the three SS chassis Bill has. And Matt, that thing handles well as well. That was probably the best truck I drove for Bill. As much as I love driving the kid for Bill, it was awesome. The 3D body, it was actually really easy to see out of that truck. You could see the visibility very well compared to like Pound Hound or something like that. Pound Hound had zero visibility, but I mean, a couple weeks in that truck, you kind of get the gist of where everything's at. Yeah, I'd rather drive a pickup body. I mean, it's just easier and it looks cleaner and just easier to see out of as well. But I mean, 3D bodies, I mean, they get the fans excited because it's something different, and especially with Spitfire having the fire shoot, you can shoot out and stuff like that. But left-hand side, man, I really didn't really feel that much of a difference. It was kind of just like driving a center seat truck, just a little bit off to the side more. I really like that truck as well because the visibility, you can see your left front or right front tire there. And I mean, you could point that thing on any turn tire and easily go rounds of racing because you could just turn on a dime in that truck, man. And it was a fun piece to drive for sure.
So I heard you mention California Kid. You know, California Kid, as many people know, short wheelbase. I've heard many different stories from many different people on their experiences driving that truck. Now, what was it like for you driving the California Kid?
Man, it was different for sure. Driving like reverse racer and then switching over to the Kid, the long wheelbase, the short wheelbase. The Kid's a squirrely little truck, man, but it's a handle and it's a great piece of drive, man. You don't really have to drive it too hard. The truck does all the work for you, kind of type deal. But that piece for sure is one of the funnest things I've ever driven, car, quad, monster truck, whatever. I'd love to drive that thing again if I ever get the chance to go out back for Bill or whatnot. But yeah, that truck's pretty fun.
So you've driven many trucks for Bill. Now, what would be probably your favorite identity? You know, Bill has a lot of identities in his stable. What would be your probably favorite identity to represent? Maybe Spitfire or reverse racer? Maybe a body preference?
I love driving Spitfire, man. Cause it was just so different at the time. And, the way you kind of like carry the persona of the truck and something like that. I've always loved that, part about monster trucking is, you know, being who the truck really is. And, it's always fun to play around the fire, shooting the fire and stuff like that at the crowd at the end of your run or whatnot. My favorite body to run for Bill would have to been Spitfire for sure.
Gotcha. Now let's talk about if you could drive any truck past or present, what would it be?
Oh man. For my past truck, it would have to probably be Pablo Hotficker's Blacksmith. That truck looked like it handled like a dream and it looked just bad fast and mean, man. That truck looked super sweet. That or Lyle Hancock's Blue Thunder was pretty sweet too. That'd be a fun truck to drive. Future. I don't know. This new Kamikaze is pretty sweet, man. I would love to get the chance to drive the new Rockstar. That thing looked wild, and every time I saw that thing perform with Bill driving it, it looked like it was just a handful and looked like you actually had to do some driving, which would be pretty fun. But yeah, man, either one of those four, I would love to drive anytime, or past, present, bring back. That'd be pretty sweet.
Can't say I don't agree with you. Now, MJ disappeared on me. Like he sometimes does. So we're going to bring on someone a little early now. We're going to bring on Phil Vichenanza, Philosophy.
Good evening, guys. Great to be here. Back here on a Friday night talking Monster Truck. They can't beat it. So, Dawson, we were talking to you for a bit there, and we went over some of the trucks you've driven in your career. You really got your footing with Straight Up Racing, as many of our guests have had. But you had the opportunity to kind of stretch out, and you had a chance to drive the Tantrum truck at an event a couple years ago. How did that come about, and what was that experience like?
Yeah, man, Dylan's a great guy. He has nice piece of equipment, King Crunch, Nitro Hornet, Tantrum. They're great trucks, man. I met him actually at Sublime, Oregon. Him and Aaron Basil came out and just kind of helped him out for the weekend, along, you know, being a wrench hand for any team that goes to the Sublime, my hometown show. I love going there. Met him, and he called me not even a week later and said, "Hey, man, I have a show. If you want to come drive one of my trucks, that'd be awesome." I said, "Sure, man." So he flew me out to Princeton, Indiana. And I drove Tantrum there for a Trucks for Kids event, and that was fun. I mean, it didn't go the best possible way I wanted it to go, but, I mean, stuff happens in Monster Trucks, you know what I mean? So,
hey, every opportunity leads to more opportunities, and even though we had one chance to drive the Tantrum truck, that opened the door for a very unique opportunity. Very soon after, you went on the road with the Black Pearl and Overboard, part of Monster Jam's stadium tour that year. You were there behind the scenes wrenching on Colvin Arden and Jamie Gardner's trucks. It's a top-of-the-line event, and you're there with some of the top independents in the business. What was that experience like?
Crewing for Jamie and Cole was awesome, actually. I learned a lot. Me and Eddie Micah were in the trailer together with Little Zimmer.
What a beautiful picture that was of Dawson. He's frozen right now. It's the nature of live podcasting, as we said earlier. He's out there in Missouri this weekend campaigning the Wrecking Machine, so he's actually doing it live in his rig. Hence, maybe the quality is maybe not the best. Sometimes you're out at those events. You're kind of out there in the middle of somewhere, and you kind of work with what you have. And we're going to try to get Dawson back on here because I know he has a lot more interesting tales, especially with working with a guy like Cole Vinard. You know, he's a past Triple Threat Series champion. He's crewed with the Andersons, grew up with the Andersons. And, you know, Dawson had a little taste of that working with them in a first quarter for Monster Jam. You know, it's really interesting seeing a competitor like Dawson, who really is a fan. And as he's coming back in here, Dawson, we were just talking about how you grew up as a fan and you having the opportunity with working with a veteran and a champion like Cole Vinard and a well-rounded independent like Jamie Gardner, that it's really a great experience and opportunity for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, and they posted that ad on Facebook, actually. They say they need a crew guy. And I was just kind of in the right place at the right time. Took the winter off of Bills, went out there to North Carolina, and spent 2 months there down there at Cole's shop rebuilding Jamie's stuff for first quarter. Man, and those are some beautiful pieces, man. They look like they handle like a dream. They run hard. They run very, very strong. Those trucks are very, very well maintenance and maintained, and those trucks are beautiful pieces, man. I would love to get the chance to drive for Jamie one day if I could. But working with Cole and Jamie, man, it was an awesome experience. Loved every minute of it. Doing the Moss Jam stuff and being in the trailer with Little Zimmer and Eddie Micah. Dude, I learned so much from them, and just kind of helping get Little Zimmer's career a little bit more started as well was awesome. See him and wrench on Jamie's trucks and stuff like that week in, week out with us. It was really cool, man. It was fun. I loved doing the Moss Jam stuff. It was kind of different going from like someone like Bill where, you know, we do everything. We work on the trucks, we build the tracks, we do all the advertising, you know, we do all the merchandise, this and that. To go down to Monster Jam stuff, and it's just we worry about the trucks and that's it. That's, you know, that's your gig. It was very different, but I mean it was very relaxing at the same time. To not be worrying about, you know, seven trucks or so. Just worrying about the two and stuff like that. They kept me busy, that's for sure. Cole and Jamie love to wreck bodies, but the trucks the trucks perform, the trucks win. So you got to do what you got to do to win. So
always got to keep the trucks on the road. And that was definitely a great experience for you, but that led you the opportunity to go back to work for Bill Payne for a bit. And you really kind of became the face of the high voltage truck, the Honda Generators high voltage. You also drove a couple of the different trucks like Spitfire, we mentioned before, and the Canadian Tough Guy. Did you notice coming back to Bill Payne, having maybe more different experience now that you had a little more time under your belt in the business?
Definitely being on the road with Jamie and doing like a Mosh Jam first quarter definitely gave me a little bit more experience on just wrenching in the trucks, just focusing on that job specifically instead of, you know, worrying about driving and everything else. It definitely gave me, I think, a better understanding more with Bill, which he thought too. And I thought we were, you know, we meshed very well last summer together. I love working for the guy. He's a great guy, means well. And his team is an A-plus independent team. And he is the true definition, I think, of independent, because he does everything in-house, making bodies, steer rams, planetaries even, you know, chassis, doing all the work and everything like that in-house, man. That's it was cool to really go back to him and see it and understand it more as just a ranch hand type deal, what it takes to keep the trucks going each week in, week out more, to do the bigger shows and stuff like that. Drove the high voltage truck for the majority of the summer last year, along with California Kid and Spitfire. High voltage piece handles very well. That used to be a reverse racer, which was a left-hand drive. But during that summer, they switched it back to a center seat. So then it was kind of cool to be in a full long wheelbase center seat, not a center seat like the Kid. So it was a great experience to drive that truck. That handles really well as well. And then get the opportunity to drive Spitfire, which I thought truly was the best truck he has. Just handling wise, it's a fun truck to drive. And I'd love to go back and wheel that thing one day too.
So, you know, talking about driving for different teams, you're traveling a lot. So do you have a favorite road story?
Favorite road story? Yeah, yes and no. I think driving up to Alaska, that was, 4 days in a semi. And, man, making the pit stops along the way and everything like that, that was fun. Definitely an experience I won't forget, that's for sure. Favorite road story, though, would probably have to be when Travis broke the housing in half in reverse racer a couple years back in Canada. Travis Ybarra, a guy that, you know, worked for Bill for a long time, was driving that weekend. He normally doesn't always drive, but we were kind of shorthanded that weekend, so we hopped behind the wheel of a reverse racer. And, Bill was kind of telling him, you know, you got to stay in the air, you know, in the gas in the air, so the truck kind of lands, you know, flat, not on the nose, so nose pick all the time. And Travis was like, oh, okay, you know. So then he goes out there, and sure enough, man, next race pass, he goes off the jump, and all he hears, whop, and the truck just endos pretty hard, and the housing goes right in half, man, and this stood it up on the front of the chassis, slammed back down. Oh, man, it was a long night putting that truck back together and get it ready for the next weekend, that's for sure.
Always got to stay busy on the road. We have a fan question. It is from the one and only Juan Munoz, who we interviewed a couple weeks ago on the podcast. He's asking a question on behalf of John. I'm assuming that's John Bruce. He wants to know when you're coming back this time.
Oh, I couldn't really hear you there.
I was cutting out here. John wants to know, when are you coming back this time?
Probably not for a while. I got a pretty good gig here at Team Power Monster, that I'm going to ride out for quite some time. These guys definitely are a good team to work for. Not that Bill isn't, Bill's a great experience. But I think it was just kind of time to move on and do something different for a while on a different team. I don't know, John, it depends if you're going to give me Spitfire back or not.
Talking about fan questions, we have a lot of them. We have one from Travis Palm. He wants to know, what is one driver you look up to?
The driver I really look up to would probably have to be someone like Tom Mintz, for sure, because he's all about the fans. You know, he'll drive that truck until you have to load it bucketfuls by bucketfuls into the trailer, man. He'll drive that thing into the ground. Loved watching Tom. He hasn't really changed the style of driving ever. That's what I kind of like about him, is just he always gives you that classic Max D run, man. If it's one hit or 15 hits, you know, he always burns it down for the fans, and he always means, you know, the most for his fans, stuff like that. So that's probably one guy I really look up to the most.
All right, I feel like I have to say, we got a question from Marty. He wants to know, how does it feel to have Blaze take the DDD title back in your absence?
Yeah, that's pretty funny, man, because there was a while there where he would only just – that would be Blaze's truck to drive in rigs and rods. That was it. He was always the digger guy. And I started driving digger here and there a little bit and stuff, and then he was talking about it one day. He's talking smack, man. And I said, pick a track and pick any digger you want. I'm gonna take your title, man, for sure. I'm going to become the Triple D. I'm going to become the designated digger driver for the rest of our ROR line, online stuff, man. And as soon as he logged into ROR, his computer crashed. So I guess I took that title pretty easy. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Doing a podcast right now, sir.
Oh, well, that's what I want you to do. Who are you on podcast? No, let him in.
No, call him back. I told him to show up.
That's Cam Migas right now.
Yeah, I know. I told him to show up. We're gonna have a run in. We play in the same sandbox.
Yeah, get him back in here. Good. Come on. Where's Cam?
That's all right. Hey, listen, we're interviewing you, Dawson, and I see my hand was freezing a little bit. It's kind of hot out here, but you know, you're out on the road right now. You're working with another experienced guy like David Olford, otherwise known as Too Tall. What has that experience been like working with another veteran crew chief?
Too Tall, man, he's been kind of a blessing, really, because I didn't really know who I was going to get paired up with out here on for the B team, for Team Throttle Monster. And then I was talking to Mike one day before I came out, and he said, oh, yeah, man, I got Too Tall to come out and run another truck with you, and you guys will be the two guys in the semi and the trailer going up and down the road. Man, I was like, oh, that's awesome, because Too Tall was Whiplash's crew guy last year on the same Monster Jam tour I was on. So then anytime I needed a hand or he needed a hand, you know, we worked side by side getting trucks back out for the show. So then when I learned it was him, and he's also not too far away down the road from where I live in Oregon. So it was kind of a small world type deal. But man, I couldn't be asked for a better guy in the trailer, man. He knows the stuff, that's for sure.
Most definitely. Now, if you could bring back a truck from, you know, the old Monster Jam era, let's say 2000 to 2010, what truck would that be?
I could bring any truck back from what year did you say?
2000 to 2010, around that era.
2000, any truck I could bring back. I would love to bring back Raging Steel. That was such a sweet body and concept of a truck. It was so plain Jane, but it just looked so nice and clean, man. It looked awesome on that Silverado body, the older version of it. I think that would be an awesome name to bring back. For sure, that'd be cool. Or the bring back Blue Thunder to where it looks good again. back on the Super Duty with the dark blue and the lightning bolt to make it look like Blue Thunder again. I'd do that too.
So, you know, let's talk about driving style. How would you describe your driving style, and like, what's one thing, is there one move you want to go out there and do every time you go out there and do a run? Maybe a wheelie, stoppy. What's your go-to trick?
My go-to trick is definitely big air. I love airing. Nothing's cooler than me than sitting there watching someone hit a jump like a man. and letting that truck hang out, that's the true definition of freestyle, I think, is just going out there being loud, wild, and crazy for your full 2 minutes or however long you want to run. I definitely would love to be able to drive like Damon Bradshaw. That's my ultimate goal one day, because I mean, the way he would be able to his momentum and the way he would hang a truck in the air, you know, and brake check it and stuff like that. And the way he would pitch that thing around, it was just always like an awe to me. Cause I mean, he really changed the game, for monster trucks, really. It was always cool to watch him drive. I was super stoked that I got to see him win his world championship in Vegas. I was there that year. Probably one of the best freestyles I've ever seen in my life. I definitely like to do the big air thing, man. That's kind of my thing. I love doing donuts, and I've tried a couple stoppies here and there. It's just not for me. Looking down straight at the ground, feeling like you're going end over end. I'm not really that big of a fan for it. I mean, I would love to get better at them. That's for sure. But yeah, man, big air is definitely a move I tried to go for because it always awes people when someone jumps something really big, you know. So that's definitely the move I try to always strive for in my freestyles.
Hi, it's me. It's too hot to do a podcast outside, apparently. Who knew? So now you're...
It's hot down here in Missouri.
It's weird. It's like it's a summertime. I figured I would always sit outside because it's like, oh, I'm out of the West Coast. It's like the ambiance of sitting outside. But, yeah, my computer started to fry, and I realized I should probably move inside. So looking over at other things here, you've had the chance to drive other trucks such as Hang Loose, but also the Kamikaze. It's a brand new piece, specifically the black body Kamikaze. How does that truck compare to some of the other trucks you've driven for, like Bill Painter, in your career?
It's definitely more of an eye opener to see different styles of like trucks and shocks and styles. It was the first truck I ever drove that was locked front and rear, and it's a whole new ball game when you have a truck that's locked front and rear compared to like Bill's trucks. A lot of those trucks are open differential front and rear. So those trucks can turn on a dime with just the touch of a brake, you know what I mean? With a truck that's locked front and rear, you really got to be on it to turn the thing around. So it was definitely different.
Must be too hot in Missouri as well, but that the Kamikaze has been a brand new piece for this year, and it's been talked about a lot on the internet how much Team Throttle Monster has been expanding. That's the team that Mike Purchase and Paul Jensen own and operate out of Utah. That's where Dawson got the opportunity to kind of move out of Bill Payne's shadow and work with a new team. So he's out there in Missouri this weekend running with Too Tall, and the team continues to expand. And, you know, Dawson, we were just talking about the expansion of Team Throttle Monster. It's been one of the big stories in monster trucks this year, and it's got to be a good feeling knowing that you're a part of a team just that's continuing to grow. It seems like almost every weekend.
I'm sorry, I couldn't really hear you breaking up, man.
We're just talking about
different teams. Like
yeah, we're talking about Team Throttle Monster and how much the team has been expanding, and talking how much of an excitement it's been for you to be a part of a team that has continued to grow week by week.
I think it's pretty cool, man. Since they're growing bigger and bigger, you know what I mean? They have the four race trucks now instead of just the two. So it's definitely different than like Bill's, you know, where he had, you know, the five race trucks, the two ride trucks, the tank, the jet cart, you know, the robots and stuff like that. It was definitely different, downsizing for sure. But I think it's pretty crucial that, you know, that Mike found two guys that love to do this and just really want it. You know, that want to do the whole up and down the road type deal and drive the trucks and be there week in, week out. I feel like he found two damn good guys that can sit there week in, week out when stuff gets hard and, you know, tough and troubleshoot stuff really well. You know, I couldn't ask for anybody to be paired up with better than Too Tall, especially with two brand new trucks. You know what I mean? These trucks are straight Monster Jam trucks, brand new. So the knowledge around me is amazing. So I'm really, really excited to see where it goes from and see what we do in the future.
So let's come to that part of the show where we bring a picture off one of your social medias and you have to explain the picture. Our co-host, okay. MJ Solorio, picked this one out and he wants you to explain it. Here it is now. Explain this picture.
Yeah, that was my first week in crewing. That was my first week in crewing. That's actually a Nitro Menace. Darren Migas' truck. Yeah, that was my first week in crewing. I was pretty excited about it. I think I was playing the windshield or something like that. But yeah, that's what that's from.
So, you know, talking about crewing, we have a question from Travis Palm. He wants to know, what is your advice on getting into the monster scene and putting your foot in the door?
Don't be afraid to ask, man. That's all I did. That's how I got started. I just simply shoot a team message over Facebook or their social media, or send them an email or something like that. Unless you know them personally, you can probably talk to them through, you know, over the phone or whatnot. Don't give up, man. It's kind of hard to get into it, but I mean, once you're in it, then you're in it. You know what I mean? So, but don't take it for granted once you're in it, though, because I mean, stuff can happen in a blink of an eye, and you lose your job or something like that. But just definitely don't be afraid to ask and get your hands dirty. That's kind of the way I started, and that's the way it kind of should be. You know, you got to work your way up to do it, to be in the seats and stuff like that, and driving shows or whatnot. But yeah, man, just don't give up. Just don't be afraid to ask. That's the biggest thing.
There's a common factor when we ask that question. Don't be afraid to ask. And, you know, everyone seems to give the same advice. You know, it's just, that's what you got to do. You can't be afraid to ask and reach out to teams. So that's great advice, Dawson. But I have a question. If you could represent any monster truck identity, what would it be?
Ask it one more time. You're kind of cutting out there. Sorry.
If you could represent any monster truck identity, what would it be?
Be any monster truck or any monster truck track?
Identity. Out there still. Identity of a truck. Oh, and he's gone.
What can you say? But the nature of the beast and live podcasting, and we get to sit here and hang out. I'm sure he's going to pop back in, but that's the nature of the beast again. When you're in the trailer, you got all sorts of noises and interference going on. But, you know, really seeing a creator like Dawson, it's kind of interesting. He's still very much a rising star, but you see the amount of teams and the trucks that he's represented in his career. You don't really realize that he's had a very unique opportunity to be a part of all these different teams. And now we bring Dawson back in once again.
Sorry,
no. Hey, we hear you, man. You're out there on the road. You're doing shows and representing everyone. And Vinny was just asking if you can represent any monster truck team or any name or identity of a truck, what name would you represent and why?
Man, you guys are really cutting out. I can't hear you.
If you can represent any name of a truck that you haven't driven yet, what would it be and why?
Any name I could represent a monster truck?
Identity, yeah.
I would probably have to say, oh, man, that's a tough one. That's a good question. again, I'd probably have to say,
the suspense is killing me. I wonder what he's gonna say.
I am too.
Well, wait. Well, I'll ask you this. What truck would you drive? And give me a quick answer why.
What truck would I drive?
Yes.
I don't know. What truck would you drive? Okay, probably Max D. You know, representing that team. It's, you know, you got to live up to Tom Mintz, and you got to drive that truck really hard if you ever get the chance to drive it and represent, you know, the Mintz name. So probably Max D. But what about you, Phil?
I'll take the cliche answer. I feel like I just want the opportunity to drive, whether it would be something ridiculous or something prestigious. So the chance to get behind the wheel is a good one, and that's especially like my guest Dawson, who's joining us for about the seventh time tonight. You've had a lot of opportunities behind the wheel of a lot of different trucks. Do you have a favorite truck that you've driven thus far?
Well, right when we're about to pull him on, he left again. But sadly, Dawson can't
tell
see.
Dawson, yeah, there it is. Tell Dawson to get back out here and tire up. That's from Lane Larkin. He's out there in Missouri this weekend helping with Two Extreme and Team Throttle Monster as they're running.
Well, speaking of Dawson Rogers.
Fans of suspense. We'll play you tomorrow. Well, I hope so, Dallas. That's one of our past guests, Dallas Glenn Rogers. If you haven't caught his episode, go back on our video feed and catch that. He's had a chance to work with Dawson many times over the years, and I'm sure he's been very proud to see him continue to grow and succeed in the business.
For sure. And you can check that out. You know, he's the owner of the Crash Test Dummy Monster Truck. So if you want to hear the story of how that build came to be, make sure you go watch that episode. Definitely a good watch. As
I hope we get Dawson back on again. I mean, this is a funny gag. This one's going to be in the books. Everybody's had all sorts of internet issues. We lost our co-host MJ early on. We've lost Dawson about 12 times. We had a run-in from another podcast. I've had to move inside, and you've been lagging a little bit as well. So it's just a slow Friday, don't you think?
Definitely been a slow Friday for sure. We're going to try to bring Dawson back on, the man of the hour. Here he is once again. Dawson, is your connection good?
Yeah, man. Sorry, it's kind of hard being in the semi right now, out in the middle of kind of nowhere in Missouri.
Well, Dawson, I don't want to ask you any more questions because I'm afraid I'm going to lose you. I'm just going to tell us a story. Please tell us a story.
Tell you a story?
Yes, any story.
A good story, huh? Well, there's one time in Canada, actually. I was kind of at the point where I was wanting to quit working for Bill. It was just getting to that point where it was just too much, man. Like, life on the road, it wasn't that fun anymore. It wasn't just kind of. It was getting harder and harder every day to kind of do what I love, and it was starting to dwindle down doing what I love, which is monster trucking. It started to become kind of not fun anymore. It started to become a job. I was actually going to give a 2 weeks notice to Bill. And that day was my first show. he pushed me to the point, he said, where, like, I thought he was going to lose me. And then he said, I just kind of wanted to see what you were capable of and what your breaking point was. So he said, I push you to your limits, and you've been pushing your limits here, you know, doing everything that you possibly can to be a guy on my team. So he finally rewarded me with driving. And I was a reverse racer in Canada in 2017. It was my first ever show there in Grand Prairie. Man, it was not the way I thought the conversation was going to go. I thought he was going to be kind of mad at me and say, hey, then you could just go home right now type deal. But that wasn't the case, man. He had other plans for me. Ended up working there for another 2 years. So just don't. And no matter how hard it gets, guys, that right there told me not to give up. Not to give up on my dream, not to give up on, you know, what I want to do. That right there kind of made me realize that, you know, all the hard work that I put in, you know, to the point where I was wanting to quit, you know, it was all for a purpose. It was all for something. So I finally got to live my dream that day and drive a monster. It was one of the greatest days of my life, really. I'm very, very thankful for the lesson that Bill taught me that day, of just not to give up. So there's a story.
I love it. And you haven't given up on this podcast either. So I appreciate that, Dawson.
I appreciate it too. Okay, before we lose you once again, I want you to give us a Cole Venard story. You've traveled with him for a while. All right, Cole Venard story, go.
Oh, Cole Venard story? What story don't I have about that guy? One of the coolest people I've ever met. One of the most thankful people I've ever met in my life, for sure. Once we were in, where were we? Oh. Our first show in San Antonio, Texas. Okay. It was my first time ever, you know, being with Jamie and the team, for a show or whatnot. And me and Cole were sharing a room, and, it's kind of funny cause you know, Cole is missing a portion of his leg from, the knee down or so, due to an accident that happened, to him back a couple years ago. But I remember waking up to a loud thud in the hotel room, and it was actually him trying to hop to the bathroom on one foot.
Yep, he's gone. Be gone.
I don't know what to say. Well, I mean, I don't know what to say just because it's happened about 10 times. I'll tell you, we're going to get Dawson back on again one of these days when he's in a more internet-proof room. And what's going to be even more cooler is we're going to have him back on, and he's going to have more stories to tell because he's going to have more experience being on the road. He's still a rising star, and he's still a guy that has a lot to prove. And I know next time, not only he's going to prove he has better internet, but he's going to prove more and more when he's behind the wheel of the monster truck.
All right. Well, since Dallas can't talk about, or not Dallas, there's too many people with a D in their first name. All right, Dawson. Since he can't talk about himself, what's your favorite Dawson memory? Maybe you saw him at a show and did something cool. What's your favorite Dawson memory, Phil?
You know, I've known Dawson for a little bit now. You know, being fans in the sport, you just kind of know other fans. And, you know, I've had to work with him a couple times whenever he's at the State Fair with Bill Payne. And I've seen him drive out there before. And just to see how people grow. I really don't have any standout memories with Dawson yet. But just kind of what I keep talking about and what he's mentioned when we had him on, you continue to grow in the sport and you continue to ask questions and you keep learning, even if you have to step away and try your hand at something different, whether it's with a different team, driving a different style, whatever. Dawson's a true statement to that. You know, he's somebody that a lot of people maybe didn't give a chance to begin with, or if they did, they didn't think much of it. So now you get to have him involved and to keep seeing him grow and grow. That's the real memory for me. And it'll be funny when you look back years from now, and if you see somebody like Dawson continue to excel in his career, that's where, you know, I remember those times when we were all at the bottom and just seeing kind of where you started to where you're at now.
Well, we have a little family reunion going on here now. Joining us is going to be Dawson and Dallas. Looks and like Dallas is working on something.
Hello, all. Dawson again, Dallas. Hello, for the first time.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Dallas, what's up,
dude? What's going on, dude?
What are you doing, man?
Oh, not much. Just watching a podcast where you keep leaving. What the heck, man?
I can't hear him.
I hear you.
Yeah, that sucks. I can't hear Dallas.
Well, he's not saying much. He's saying pleasant things about you all the time, Dawson. And that's all he's doing now, so don't worry.
Sounds like he's in the cave.
Wow, man. That's your butt. What truck are you working on? Is that high voltage?
Oh, well, now Powerhouse. I'm just
– Or Powerhouse now?
Eating, having a little bit of a picnic in the shade. Actually got some warm weather for once out here at the shop.
Man, I wish you could hear him.
He has warm weather in the shop. He's eating a snack. He's just doing nice. Dallas things. Isn't that right, Dallas?
That's good.
Yeah, pretty much. Got a little bit of a picnic going, just snacking and having fun. I mean, what provides better shade than a monster truck, right?
Travis Palm wants to know, why is Dallas in a hangar? That's what it sounds like. You got a lot of echo there.
It's actually a sea container.
You guys also want to know another true, like, independent that's up and coming is that guy right there, Dallas. Watching him over the years, like, build his truck up and stuff like that, man, I it kills me that I wasn't there for his first show, man. I was with Team Throttle Monster during that period. But, man, I wish I was in Saskatoon earlier this year to see that truck run. Because that thing, man, that's a beautiful piece. Dallas, you built such a nice truck, dude, over the years. I'm so proud of you, so happy for you, man. To see where you came from the first time me ever being at the shop, watching that, sitting that in your truck, it was sitting on blocks in the field out front of the shop, with just a bare chassis and some shocks and housings on it. That's it. See you driving it and stuff like that in Saskatoon. Dude, so awesome. So proud of you, dude.
Well, I really appreciate that, but when it comes to people coming a long ways, I mean, you're a perfect example of that. I mean, I remember in Redmond, Oregon, when you were just you were green, you were new to it, and you just wanted to get out there and help out, and you know, I would have never guessed that when I first met you that you'd end up being to where you are, and you've come such long ways, everything from being the new guy who was like, I'm new, I don't know what to do, to you being able to go out there, run hard, you're an excellent driver, crew guy, and so seeing you make progress has been really awesome.
We lost
you left him speechless, Dallas.
He's gone.
He couldn't handle the many kind words you were giving him.
Well, next time I'll say not so kind words. How about that?
Yeah, maybe he'll stay on longer. That'd be kind of fun. But hey, listen,
since we have you on,
and Vinny, I can't hear you now, so maybe it's because I'm talking over you. We're all over the place here tonight. Yeah, look at that. Dawson is back. Man, I tell you, if I had a nickel for every time, I would be on the floor right now.
This is going to go down in the history books for sure. Remember episode 8.
Dallas, do you have anything nice to say about Dawson again? You're on a roll there.
Well, seeing Dawson come such a long ways just from being that young kid and being able to progress over the years has been really awesome. And I mean, Dawson's gone from being being a great friend. It's always cool. Every time we get to hang out, it's always fun. I mean, Dawson's been my roommate for quite a while. Like he was. Until moving on to the Throttle Monster, but it's always fun. We're always picking on each other. We're always joking around, so it's always awesome.
I'm still waiting to add your truck to my list of trucks I've driven, Dallas. One day.
Stop breaking stuff, and maybe it'll happen.
We'll get shows together one day. We'll finally race each other one day.
I'm looking forward to it because you're going down.
Oh, okay.
Either way, you know it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a blast, man. I know as soon as that light turns green, we're not stopping until both trucks are probably, you know, in pieces.
I'm pretty sure.
We're both going to drive it down the ground. Because I know I ain't going to lose to you.
Well, it's been a very interesting episode, and I just want to say, Dawson, we're going to bring you on again sometime in the future when you have better internet and get a redemption show.
Yeah, man, sorry.
No problem. It happens. I understand you're on the road. Yeah, we'll definitely have you on again.
Yeah, well, I would be in my hotel room right now. It's just we had two flat tires this morning on the trailer, so then we had to wait 2 hours for the guy to come out and fix it and stuff like that, which is kind of a trip because, like, when we were with Bill, that was one thing we did. Like, if the semis or something like that had a problem, we were the guys that fixed it. Now Mike and Paul are like, no, dude, you don't have to do that. We can get someone to come fix it for you. You know, you just kind of, you know. So it was kind of cool to, you know, watch somebody else bust their butt training some tires instead of you in the heat, but at the same time, kind of felt bad for the guy. I was like, come on.
Well, one final question before before we send you off, I want to know, do you have one final message for the viewers watching before we send you off? Maybe just one final message, maybe words of encouragement for someone wanting to get in the industry?
Yeah, man. Like I said, like I've always said, don't give up on your dream. Because I'm starting mine right now. It's been 4 years in the process, and I've kind of, you know, I've came a long way from crewing at the Harvest Fest to being down in Missouri driving for, you know, Mike and Paul. You know, you'll get there one day. It's all the hard work that you got to put up into it, and you know, you get out what you put in, man. I strongly there. I was this close to quitting, and you know, I was getting ready to, and that's when Bill said, "You're ready to drive now." You know, you mean you've been there, you've done that, so. Yeah, just don't give up on your dreams. Don't be afraid to ask. don't be afraid to do it, man. Just get out there and just take life and go for it.
That was Dawson Reyes. We're definitely going to have him on once again. But, you know, let's talk about next Friday, Phil. Who are we bringing on?
You mean we're not bringing back Dawson again? Well, no, I mean, we're going to have Dawson on again. But next week we have an awesome guest. They're not going to be coming from a trailer, but they're going to have a trailer worth of stories. They've been in the business for a long time. Let's play the video.